Oh, it was really neat. I mean, Donovan was a guy that I always looked at growing up and always had, you know, he's when you're young, you watch him, he's incredible and one of the greatest players ever. So just to have Chip give us the opportunity to be there and watch his retirement from the Philadelphia Eagles was something truly special that I never thought I'd be at when I was a kid. So it was just surreal being there, just seeing him speak and seeing his fellow teammates speak about him in such a, you know, high light. So it was really a great day just to be there.
I thought it was awesome for one of the best quarterbacks who ever played this game, and definitely the best in Philadelphia Eagles history. You know, I admire Don's work, always have, always will, since I've been playing in Syracuse. And you know, I got the utmost respect for him in this game and what he's done.
It was very, very, you know, inspiring. He almost had a couple of tears come out of me. It was a great speech, and he thanked all the right people. And, you know, you're glad to see that his number will be retired. He's definitely deserving of it. And, you know, just proud of him. Just proud of, you know, the press conference and what the Eagles did with that. And it was just a great thing.
Growing up, I used to watch him play, and then to be able to be in the same huddle with him, you know, as a rookie was an honor. And then to be able to play with him and catch a lot of passes from him, from a legend like that, it meant a lot to me. Gave me a lot of confidence as a young player, him believing in me. And, you know, I owe him some credit to where I'm at today.
My relationship with Donovan is just a great friendship that I think will extend for a long time, you know, outside of football. You know, the information and the things that he's been able to, you know, give me and instill in me, you know, throughout our time in 2009, you know, was invaluable. And those are the things I never forget. You know, I watched him closely, watched him in the film room, watched him on the field. And, you know, I felt like I was, you know, finally playing with a guy I admired and a potential Hall of Famer.
You could just see the emotion that he felt and his teammates felt that, you know, it really does go fast. And that's the one thing. I mean, college went fast, high school went fast, and it just keeps going faster. So big thing was take advantage of every opportunity in the locker room with your teammates and make the most of it and buy into everything together, do everything together. And, you know, it was pretty amazing just to hear him speak.
Things didn't go probably as he had planned towards the end, but they usually don't towards the end of people's careers. But great teammate, great friend. You know, you heard everybody say everything today. I could just repeat what everybody else said. You know, they were spot on.
I think a lot of people, you just tend to forget. Like, as players get a little bit older and maybe they don't run as well or not as accurate anymore, you know, toward his latter year or so, you kind of make that the whole career, and you never really think about the paper bag days in the vet where the team was bad and how he was a part of establishing a winning culture again for the Philadelphia Eagles. And when you take all of those things in consideration, you take his whole body of work, you will definitely realize that Donovan McNabb was great for the city.
These are moments that players like us can't miss. You know, those are the moments that we're striving for, and we want to get there someday. You know, every player in that locker room desires to have a 12, 13-year career and be successful at it. So, you know, it was important for us to be there to support him and to support this organization for a great player that they had.
I mean, you see some of the highlights that they showed earlier today. He had some spectacular ones. He was a heck of a player, man.